As we head into the spring season, though, we are starting to think about the tourist season and everything that will come with it, or not this year, I guess. There's a lot, I think, some question marks out there for what the season is going to look like. We figure we'd catch up with the folks from Hornblower, because the idea is this year, maybe, because last year was a gong show weather-wise. It was ridiculous. The water levels were out of this world, and there were some problems getting the boats in the water in the Falls area when we wanted to. But this year, it looks like we might be back on a regularly scheduled programming sort of thing. Maury DiRiccio is the Vice President General Manager of Hornblower Niagara Cruises and joins us on the program. Maury, how you doing?
Doing great, Mac. Always glad to be here. And for the record, I still have an old school clock radio as well.
Does it screw up on you, though?
No, not really. I don't touch it.
Okay. Fair enough. Can you believe we're already sitting here? I guess you can, because I imagine you've been doing plenty of planning, but that we're ready to start thinking about getting the tourist stuff going again?
Absolutely. It's really exciting this year. I mean, as you recall, last year was about a 45-day late start because all the ice in the river, and this year there's virtually no ice in the lower Great area. And, you know, the ice boom is by now it could be fully removed, but it's at least partially removed, and there's no ice anywhere to be seen. So we're ready to go, looking forward to getting the season kicked off, and we know that that helps out with the Niagara region, and then it's season kickoff. So the earlier we can get in the water, the earlier everyone can get going.
Now, will it be early or will it be kind of on time? Because, well, let's face it, like you said, the lack of ice in the Great Lakes this year has been noteworthy, really.
Yeah, absolutely right. I mean, even my own personal experiences, I think I've used the snow thrower like once this year, and only because I'm probably too lazy to use the shovel. But anyways, but yeah, that we will typically we'd like to get going April 1st, but this year we will actually be going March the 28th to capture that first weekend of the season, so to speak. And that likely is, to the best of my knowledge, the earliest anyone has ever operated in the Niagara River for boat tour operations. So kind of another first for Hornblower, trying to keep fresh and keep active out in doing new things, bringing as much as we can to the Niagara region. So yeah, March 28th is the date we'll kick things off.
Well, and let's face it, the earlier you can get the boats in, the better for business it is, right?
Absolutely.
Let me ask you about the elephant in the room in terms of the tourism conversation. How's everybody feeling over the realities and the fears and people's travels plans around the coronavirus?
Sure. You know, I mean, it's something that we definitely need to pay attention to. And we would be naive to think that there's going to be no impact. We know that there's going to be an impact. What's yet to be determined is what kind of impact there'll be. I mean, most importantly is you know, the well-being of our guests and our crew is you know, of paramount importance, of course. And while there's been no reported cases of the virus in our operation or in the area, you know, we closely monitor the same thing as everyone else, you know, Center for Disease Control and the WHO statements regarding the COVID-19 cases, and of course following those guidelines for those agencies and then our local health departments. So, but for now, it's business as usual. I mean, they're Canada's really safe and low risk. So, you know, based on the statements that are coming out, we're business as usual, and we're preparing for an impact. We can't sugarcoat it and say, oh, well, there's going to be nothing. There's going to be an impact, but we just don't know yet to what extent, because I mean, we're not even operating yet. So once we get going, we'll have more information once we see you know, those late March, early April numbers.
Well, it's kind of one of those things, right? It's prepare for the worst, but hope for the best sort of thing, right?
Like, absolutely, yeah, and that's prudence. I mean, we have multiple levels of action plans, and we'll wait and see which one we need to deploy, knowing that we're going to need to deploy one of them.
Well, I guess the thing here is, let's face it, like last year was another banner year for us, right?
You know what? You're right. I mean, we got off to a late start, but the one thing that really helped us, you know, the late start, obviously the ice in the river was not pleasant. And you mentioned all the high water. Of course, that wasn't pleasant. But we had a good year. We started off slow, but once the momentum started, you know, come July and August, our July and August numbers were starting to exceed previous year's July and August. So in our minds, just from an analysis perspective, the market is still growing. There's still more people coming and enjoying the Niagara region. So even though it was a short season, we saw our peak season grow, which really helped us in the numbers. I mean, it wasn't, by any stretch of the imagination, was it a lackluster season. It would just have been nice to have those extra 45 days.
Are you getting a sense of, you know, you talk about those numbers still growing, and that's the thing since you guys have taken over this thing, like the numbers have kept growing and grown quite well. Like, are you feeling like, is there a, like, do you have a sense of where the ceiling may be or what?
Well, sure. I mean, we've always planned a certain amount of growth year over year, and we need to execute on certain things to make that happen. So long as that we're permitted to execute on those things, or, you know, the tourism environment or the geopolitical situation of the world continues in our favor, because, you know, tourism is impacted by many, many things. So as long as those things still fall in line, we can continue still to grow the business at a sustainable rate. I mean, the first 3 to 5 years of our operation, we grew it at an insane rate, just because we were doing things that have never been done before. And, you know, geopolitically and, you know, the stars and the sun and the moon, everything aligned. And, you know, I can tell you it was, fantastic executive management as well. But a lot of things lined up to make things go in the right direction. And we're capitalizing on that, and seeing that is still happening, we'll continue to grow that market.
Is there much more room now to grow kind of the experience, I guess, for folks? I know last year, obviously, adding in the funicular there and some different pieces, like you've been growing kind of the overall experience too.
Yeah, so it's a wonderful, world famous iconic boat ride. We help people create amazing memories more and more every day, but we wanted to add to that. So you're right, the funicular was a wonderful ad. We saw over a million people make the choice of, instead of using the elevators, go to the funicular, which was fantastic. It sort of divided the flow, so the folks that were still going down in the elevators were separated from the folks going down on the funicular. And it was really better for the experience. So lineups were virtually eliminated because we split the flow. We have that much more throughput capacity. So from a guest experience perspective, they're seeing things that are much better. They're feeling much better about it. I mean, the feedback that we got from them was amazing. So in continuing with that thought, we created a high water ramp last year, which we implemented late in the season. So for instance, this year, during any high water event, we're still going to be able to operate now because of this new boarding ramp that we actually added on. So that's going to be an additional experience. People don't have to wait, even though there's high water. We can still go and then still give them that iconic experience that they expected. And every year we'll add something else. There'll always be something new we pull out of the hat to make the experience that much better, to attract more folks, and just to continue to grow.
Well, yeah, it's the idea of the high water ramp is just kind of adapting to the realities, right? Where we don't know what the regular water levels want to be over the next number of years. So, God, on the business sense, that was basically a necessity, wasn't it?
Well, you're absolutely right, because, I mean, it was becoming more and more frequent last year, and, you know, we need to prepare, and that's something that we did. We invested, you know, further capital dollars to make sure that the operation still runs smoothly and delivers on the customer expectations.
So, and you said you hope that the boat's in the water for the March 28th weekend, right?
We will be live March 28th. Yeah, so, you know, come on down, have a boat ride. You know, we'll get a fancy poncho for you.
Outstanding stuff that everybody can get in before April even gets here. My goodness, it should be good. Maury, thanks a lot for the chat this morning.
Much appreciated. Thanks, Matt.
Take care. There is Maury Demetrio from Hornblower Cruises. They're hoping to get the boats in the water as early as they've ever had them.